celebrate the solemnity of the Epiphany, Jesus' manifestation to the world, certainly acknowledged as we hear in the Gospel by the wise men coming and visiting, adoring, worshiping the Lord. And, wise men, they come to Jerusalem. And, of course, they come and they say, hey, we're here. We're looking for the newborn King of the Jews. We saw his star at its rising and have come to basically adore him. And so there's a disturbance, as we heard. Herod is kind of upset and frustrated, and the people are also kind of wondering what's going on. So you can just think, Herod is kind of a puppet king at this point. What happened was the Romans took over the land of Israel, and they were pretty much ruling and in charge of the area of Israel. But then they put Herod as kind of a puppet king in place. And he kind of had various powers. But ultimately, it was the Romans, as we know later on. We hear this in Jesus, when the Sadducees and the leaders are trying to kill Jesus, they have to go talk to the Romans. They can't put anybody to death themselves. It's the Romans that can do that. So really, it's the Romans who are in charge. So when Herod hears that, hey, there's this newborn king of the Jews, he's kind of concerned that he's going to be dethroned from his puppet kingship. And of course, Herod, if you read the history books, was ruthless. If you were someone who was in any way threatening his kingship, you basically risked being killed. Herod was killing family members because he was afraid they were going to take over the kingship from him. So Herod is very paranoid. So obviously he's disturbed. But then you can wonder, well, what about the people? They were disturbed too, And so Herod kind of says, well, what's going on here? And the Jews, the leaders kind of basically say, well, this is, if we go back and read, it's the prophet Micah, if you look it up, prophet Micah, chapter 5 of prophet Micah. And in there it talks about what, from you, O Bethlehem, least among the tribes of Judah, from you will come a ruler who is to rule my people Israel. So that's from the prophet Micah. And if you continue reading the prophet Micah, it talks about this ruler who is to come. Because you wonder, how do they know that Jesus, this first, the newborn king of the Jews, is the Messiah? Well, it's Micah, it seems to be pointing that out. So Micah then continues. Micah says that, this ruler, this king, obviously he's going to rule over my people, Israel. And he's going to have the power of God with him. And he will be the name of God. Think about what Micah is saying there. The power of God will be with him. What do we know? Jesus obviously has the power of God. He is God. Certainly the Holy Spirit is, with Jesus, obviously. But also Jesus is the Word of God. He is God himself. So Jesus fulfills that part of Micah's prophecy as well. But Micah also continues saying that this ruler is going to be spread his dominion, his kind of popularity, his notoriety is going to be spread throughout the entire world. And he is peace. You think about that. I mean, what has happened to Christianity? Jesus, his name is throughout the whole world. And it's only through Jesus that we experience true peace. When we come to Mass, we say, may the peace of the Lord be with you always. The peace of the Lord be with you always. So Jesus is peace. So here Micah is prophesying that. And the leaders are saying, it's Bethlehem where this Messiah will be born. And so then, then the three kings, they obviously head that direction. They head down to Bethlehem. Bethlehem is south of Jerusalem. But one of the things, a couple of things. The first is how come it was the wise men? Again, there's three gifts and not necessarily three wise men. But How come the wise men saw this star and kind of acknowledged that it was, you know, it was the Savior star, basically the King of the Jews star? How did they see that? How come the leaders and the people in Jerusalem didn't see this star? How did they not know about it? Well, one of the things, you know, the wise men, it seems, would have came from the area of Babylon, which is modern-day Iraq. And that's at one point where the Israelites were held captive by the Babylonians. And Daniel was one of the prophets that was amongst them. And so he was very prophetic. If you read the book of Daniel, it's very prophetic. Very kind of like ahead of his time kind of things. So there's a good chance that these wise men were kind of descendants from Daniel. So they had this ability to read the stars. But you could also, like I said, they could say, well, why didn't the people in Jerusalem, how come they didn't read the stars or look at things or look at signs? And this gets into, you know, were they not necessarily paying as close attention as they should have been to the signs of the Messiah? This is one of the things for us to look at. Do we pay attention to the various ways and signs that God has put in front of us, guiding us to Him, helping us to grow closer to Him in our lives? Or are we kind of just not looking for those things? Something for us to step back and say, hey, you know, like, you know, someone that comes into our life and says something, you know, initially we might take it kind of aback and say, oh, that was kind of critical. But maybe it's the Lord speaking. Or, you know, maybe it was, you know, a God moment where we almost got hit by a car or we just had a sudden tragedy. We just avoided it. It's just like, do we turn to God? Maybe God is trying to say something to us. So do we see, you know, the signs in our lives that point to God? Are we looking for them? Are we aware of those things? You know, something for us really to think about. Because we can get complacent. You know, we can not see the signs that God is trying to tell us to move us into a better relationship with Him, to be drawn closer to Him. The other thing I just kind of want to bring out, and that is, okay, what happens is Herod, because he's ruthless, after the wise men kind of don't return to him and tell him where Jesus is, he basically kills all the 2-year-olds and younger in the area of, in the vicinity of Bethlehem. He kills them all. And so with that incident, with what Herod did, and certainly with this incident of the three, you know, the wise men coming, you think that the Jews would, like, this would be a very memorable moment for them. Something that they would share later with, you know, the relatives. The children, this kind of thing. So just think, 33 years fast forward, or 30 years fast forward, and now you have this guy walking out in the Jewish community, is working all these miracles. And he's, you know, some saying he's the Messiah. It's like, hey, you put two and two together, and it's like, hey, this happened, you know, all these children were killed, and these wise men say this is the, you know, the King of the Jews. It's just like, and 30 years later, this guy's working all these miracles. It's just like, hey, isn't there kind of like a connection? This guy actually, Jesus, you know, working all these miracles, might actually be the Messiah. So you could ask the question, you know, why did, you know, a number of Jews not accept Jesus as the Messiah? I don't know. I mean, there is things there. If you really looked at it, you think about it, it's just like, yeah, there's a bunch of clues. There's things here that, yeah, he's the Messiah. But somehow, the minds must have been clouded or blocked. So this is something for us really to be aware of. You know, certainly we can have people in our lives where it's just like, you know, we share the faith, we tell them things, and it's just like, they can't see it. Or, you know, even ourselves, you know, we look at our faith and maybe there's some element that we don't quite get or understand, or maybe we're having a hard time believing that part of our faith. I'm able to step back and allow the Lord really to say, hey, here it is, to open up our eyes more, to enlighten us in a greater way. Step back and look at the different aspects. Remember, God never overwhelms our wills, but he gives us enough evidence, enough signs, and enough clues that we can make an informed and a reasonable choice for the good. So this is something for us really to be mindful about, you know. So as we celebrate Epiphany, we're just grateful for how God has manifested himself to us in his Son, Jesus. We ask that he would help us, like the wise men, to come to adore him, to not be complacent. And the wise men traveled a great distance, and they didn't spend a whole lot of time, you know, with Jesus, it seems. They came, offered them their gifts, and they took off. They sacrificed to see him. So how are we doing that in our lives? Coming and adoring the Lord, looking for those signs that he's helping us to draw us closer to himself and not get complacent, really with his help, to be drawn closer to our Savior, Jesus Christ.